The last issue of the Arkansas Gazette hit the streets on October 18, 1991, capping a fierce battle between it and the Arkansas Democrat. Ernie Dumas spent 3 decades at the Gazette.
Well, it was a personal loss for me, of course, because I lost my job and more or less lost my career. But I was also a little saddened, just the loss of an institution as a native Arkansan. And I always thought that the Gazette was an integral institution in Arkansas history, and something of, I guess, a protector of the state's morals. I think that was a notion that a lot of us came to have after you worked at the Gazette for a while, because it had been wrapped up in all of the historical developments of the state since 1819.
The Gazette was the dominant paper, but competition was stepped up, Dumas says, after the Arkansas Democrat, which was still an afternoon newspaper, was purchased in 1974 by Walter Hussman.
And after several years of struggling, decided to make the newspaper a morning paper and go head up against the Gazette in the morning. And so that's when the competition really began, and the Democrat began to invest heavily in the market, they cut their advertising rates, started giving away personal classified advertising. Then they began to throw the newspaper free at every household. And the impact of all of that was to make the Gazette less financially secure.
The owners of the Gazette filed a federal antitrust lawsuit against Hussman in 1986, but lost in court. Later that year, the Gazette was sold to Gannett, the nation's largest newspaper chain. Sonny Rhodes was working as a copy editor at that time.
I feel like the Gazette really, really died when the Pattersons sold it to Gannett. I think it became a different paper after Gannett bought it. Gannett was much more interested in profits and the bottom line.
Rhodes stayed another 4 years, but ended up defecting.
I went to the Democrat because I thought they really had the best interest of Arkansas at heart. And, I respect and admire my old friends who sort of went down with the ship. But it was just a sad, sad time.
Ernie Dumas says buying the Gazette proved to be bad for Gannett.
And it invested in it for 5 years until both the Gazette and the Democrat were losing vast sums of money, just hemorrhaging money. And Gannett, being a publicly held corporation, eventually decided they could no longer justify losing all of this money in a place called Little Rock, Arkansas. And I think they told Walter Hussman, look, we'll buy you or you buy us. There's no point in both of us losing all this money. And I think Walter Hussman said, well, you're not going to buy me, but I'll buy you. And so that they cut the deal, and on October 18th, the Gazette closed.
About 500 employees and 1,200 part-timers lost their jobs. Sonny Rhodes says at the Democrat,
that first day when we suddenly realized that the Democrat had won the newspaper war, it was just crazy because we had not come to work expecting that news that morning, and then suddenly overnight it was basically putting out two newspapers. We suddenly had two of everything. We had, Ann Landers and Dear Abby. We had two crossword puzzles, and we were trying to be all we could be to the Gazette readers and the Democrat readers. And I don't remember how long we worked that first day, but I'm thinking it was 12 to 16 hours, maybe even longer, just to try to get the next day's paper out. And I can well remember one of the editors telling John Robert Starr, we just can't do this. And Starr said, well, you'll do it if you want to keep your job. And so, we got the job done, but it was just chaos.
Today, Sonny Rhodes is a journalism professor at UALR and shares details of what the newspaper war was like, with heated competition making for much better reporting.
It's very rich history, and I think it's important for students to have this historical context to be able to understand, why things are the way they are now. I don't want to detract from anything that the Democrat Gazette is doing. I think they're doing the best they can do, but it's just not the same when you don't have that competition.
Next Tuesday will be the 20th anniversary of the Gazette's closing. Tomorrow, the occasion will be marked by an informal gathering of former Gazette staffers at the Legacy Hotel in Little Rock. It runs from 4 till 7, and the public is welcome. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Heplin. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Michael Heplin in Little Rock. For KASU, I'm Michael Heplin in Little Rock.